You're listening to Well Met.
Well Met.
A Hearthstone podcast brought to you by BlizzPro.com.
Well Met.
Everybody, welcome to episode 138 of Well Met. We are an arena podcast for the Dungeon Run player. Yep. Today is Monday, January 8th, 2017, from Studio 6 in Denver, Colorado. I am the now married Kick Tripod, and with me, of course, is a crew of very talented, talented players in Hearthstone. Let's go to Kansas City. I haven't been to Kansas City in a while. He's got his Kansas City hat on, his hoodie up there, all the way zipped up. No room yep. for any cool air to kind of flow down the shirt. It's like boom,
it is
straight
cold
up
down here. I'm in the basement. It's been freezing. I don't have any heat. So yeah, I've got to zip this all the way up.
I'm wearing shorts.
I'm curious. So you're the married Kick Tripod. I just wanted to say congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I'm curious, does that mean that your name changes to Hitched Tripod?
Hitched Tripod. No. I thought about it, and judges say no. That is not.
Okay. Is so not you're still thing. Just kicked.
Just Kicked Tripod.
Ha! I get it. Hitch means you're married.
Thanks, Ray.
So he beat. I understand the joke now.
There you go.
Get Nobody those out uses of the way. That word. That's like real old life people talk. No, that's like old people say. Nobody says hitched.
Ray, I'm old. Yeah. I'm way older than you. I'm older than anybody else on this show.
Oh, right. Kansas is a little behind on the lingo. They're actually just getting into the boy band era for music, like LFO and Backstreet Boys.
Oh, I thought you were talking like Beatles.
No. Like boy band.
No, we're like New Kids on the Block.
Like JR's going to go get his frosted tips done.
I would.
We call that gray hair, Ray.
We will make that a Patreon goal. If we hit a certain amount, JR will get frosted tips.
I'll dye my hair if we hit a goal, dude. I would do it. Or make my hair purple or something.
I want JR to do it because I know he has to walk into where I know he works with the frosted tips, which I don't think I can say where he works on the show. But if I could, it would be even funnier. But hey, that other voice was Ray C. Hi, Ray. Good to see you.
Good to see you, John. It's been quite a while. It's been a couple weeks, maybe three weeks. I don't know.
It's been a while. It has. And honestly, has it not been longer than that? Like the first week of December?
I honestly have no idea. Honestly, this last month has just kind of gone by. I feel like I went to Seed Story Cup and came back and I talked about Seed Story Cup on the show. I remember talking about Seed Story Cup a little bit. So that it had to have been around the last week of December, like before Christmas, obviously. So it was probably like the last week of like the 20th.
Well, you guys have done a show.
Yeah, I think you weren't able to join us on that one.
Yeah.
That's right.
Was getting Hitched Tripod. So yeah. Last but not least, the Wild World Champion, Danny Donuts. Hey, Danny.
Heyo. How's it going?
I see the better you get at Hearthstone, the the thinner your glasses get every time. They just like get slightly thinner. And then in like two or 3 weeks, you're going to be like,
worn my glasses on the show before.
I don't think you have either. But like in two or 3 weeks, they're going to be so thin, you're going to be like an anime villain. It'll be.
Oh, I'm already an anime villain. You're already won the championship. I mean,
yeah, he's the villain in the anime that they call Wild Hearthstone.
Wild Hearthstone.
No.
Oh man.
Set up for next season to see who can try to topple my throne.
Now, if only they made Wild matter more.
I want them to make wild tournaments, man.
Mm. I want to compete in Wild. It sounds so much more fun. It's different. I want another Wild heroic tavern hero. That was probably the most fun week I had playing Hearthstone, was that heroic tavern hero. Or yeah, I guess whenever they release a new set, but
right.
Heroic Tavern Hero was so fun.
Yeah.
It was like playing a whole new game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really fun.
Hey, what do you say we skip the boring stuff and we get into the real stuff? Let's just do it. Let's just go. I don't care how your weeks in Hearthstone were. Do you guys have any announcements you need to say before we go?
I've been playing Standard this month.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, that is not an
our resident wild player who just won the biggest wild tournament
our
in
wild
a long time
world champion
is just like, yeah, by the way, I've been playing Standard this month.
I feel really great. Just won the Super Bowl and started playing golf. So look for me on the PGA Tour next month.
I'm Michael Jordan. I'm playing baseball.
Was he really playing baseball? I mean,
he was more being suspended, but then it's called a suspension.
You know, the most baseball I probably saw Michael Jordan play was Space Jam. But besides that, great movie, by the way. That should have won an Oscar this year, I think. Space Jam.
Space Jam.
Yeah.
Come on and slam now.
Yeah.
And then he just dunks the Oscar right into the ground.
Oops. All right, news.
This week in Hearthstone, Heroes of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah. We got a few things going on. We got some clarity on arena cards. The arena only cards that we voted for at BlizzCon, the 9 cards, they are coming in a few months. So I guess it's newsworthy, right? Like, I guess that's something you say, but yep, that's it. Good to know. And also
aren't those the ones that they created at BlizzCon, or they showed at BlizzCon
and we voted on
them?
Yep.
That was a weird panel.
They'll do something like they did for Halloween last expansion, when, you know, everything started to get stale in the meta. They started doing the dual class arenas. They'll probably do that around the same time, introduce those cards just when the meta is starting to stale up.
I don't understand some of these. Like, for the rest of the game, your hero power can target minions. Like, does that mean what does that mean for warrior?
It's a hunter card.
It's class specific.
Oh,
it's a hunter card.
What if I get it in warrior somehow?
Have you ever played Hearthstone before?
Oh my god! But what if I get it in a class like rogue? What if I swashburglar it? How does my hero power target a minion?
Does nothing.
Yeah,
that's just like when you would get the Steam Weedle Sniper in another class.
Oh,
they already have that text in the game.
Yeah, that card used to exist.
You come play it wild for a little bit.
Ray, for being so good at this game, you ask the silliest questions. I tell you, you always blow my mind with some of the questions you come up with. But you're a Hearthstone god, so you get away with it.
It's true. These are actually cards that could be real cards, like Smoke Bomb, give a minion stealth, and then in cycle, like just one minion. I don't know. I feel like that should have been a card already. It probably will be a card.
Doom is really
cool. Will be a card. It'll be an arena.
Yeah, but like, I mean, a real card.
I think some of the concepts they honestly might be testing for a similar print later on in a standard set. You know, like
Crackling Doom. Holy moly.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Crackling Doom.
Deal 12 damage to all minions for zero.
But you can play that on turn one, overload yourself for your turn two, but you play the giants, the overload giants. Oh. Or you do it on turn one.
You only need three cards in your starting hand to make that happen.
Well, this plus one giant. This is a turn 1/8/8.
I was gonna say Trolden will love that clip, but have fun for the 4 hours trying to make that happen.
I mean, you only need one. You don't need both. Like, one's probably good enough. It's never good. It's just something that would be funny. I don't know. Never mind. Never mind.
Are we being exceptionally harsh on Ray already?
I'm having ideas, okay?
All right, and 2018, new podcast, new us. We're no longer going to be mean to Ray. We're only going to be nice to Ray. That's how this show's going to be going forward.
I thought just like every New Year's resolution that will get broken almost immediately.
I mean, I've gone to the gym once so far this week.
Hey, yeah. That's
good.
You gotta start somewhere.
That's
so great. All I have to do is go two more times, and then I'll probably never go again for the rest of my life.
Hearthstone is like Hearthstone's such a good game though to like play on the treadmill or bike. I can't play it on the treadmill, but I can on like an elliptical or a bike.
I've actually only been playing Hearthstone on my iPad. Like, I'll just bring it everywhere and I'll just play it and I'll just grind on my iPad because sitting on my computer and playing is just so much more effort for some reason when I can just be laying in my bed and playing.
I feel the same way.
Multitasking, man. I could be doing so many things and playing Hearthstone.
I learned that I get really weird looks at the gym if I watch an anime. So that was a great learn. Katie and I watched Food Wars. Have you guys ever seen Food Wars?
Is it like a Netflix show?
No, but it's like an anime, and it's there's some raunchy parts in the first couple of episodes, and I'm like, I look like such a dweeb right now. Oh man, it was odd. Anyways, man, we are so off topic. I apologize. I have so much I want to tell you guys. It's been so long. Give us some grace this week, everybody. We're just really excited to see each other. Also, free three free kobold packs now available through battle.net gifts. There was a issue with daily quests, and you know, in typical Blizzard fashion, they do cool stuff, make it right, and boom, three free packs for everybody. So yay.
Woo-hoo.
Thanks and happy new year.
I'm a big fan of the gifting mechanism that they added to Battle.net.
Oh yeah, that's dope. Yeah. Even Twitch added that. They have like the gifting the subs thing. That was pretty cool. Brian Kibler gifted people subs to my channel. I was like, hell yeah.
Nice.
That's free money.
That's pretty sweet.
Nice.
It's really cool.
I don't know why you're making these poor people suffer, but I'll take it.
Yeah, I got gifted one for an Overwatch streamer. Which is pretty cool. Just some random dude. He like gave out like 50 subs throughout like the entire stream. And I'm like, dang, dude. Ugh.
That's so much. I was watching Twitch today. There was this one streamer that had like almost 400,000 viewers.
Tyler
won. It was insane.
Oh, Tyler won. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't watch I don't really watch anything else besides Blizzard games and the occasional like battle. Battlegrounds, that one. Yeah.
PUBG?
Yeah.
Do you play PUBG?
I just started last week. I played three games so far.
Let's play PUBG. Let's do a well-met PUBG night.
It's because once they released it, it became optimized enough that my computer can run it.
Hey, congrats.
All right. We should probably talk about Hearthstone.
Let's
now.
Do it. Can we just talk about like the meta? Let's just go right into it.
Beta or join us.
Oh, no.
So meta stuff going on. Of course, we've got the Blizz Pro Ladder Optimizer, which is the best way to get your meta digestive insights. That's not a term at all. But it's going, these infographics are getting better every week, JR.
Yeah, I'm really digging it. Like, they put a lot of time into it and make it look really good, in my opinion. And the content is like, I just love this because it's just at a glance. I know, okay, what do I want to play this week or, you know, to ladder fast to just move up in ranks? Cause that's all I really want to know, to be honest, because unless you're Ray's level or a little bit lower than Ray's level,
like Kick Tripod level.
Whoa.
Higher than that.
Well, like me, Danny level.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like Danny level. Yeah. We'll go with that. hey, I'm right there with you, man. So it's fine. But it's just great to like know, okay, I wanna get to rank 5 this month, or I wanna get to rank 10 this month. This is a great way to see the fastest way that you can do that with the decks that you want. And then if you're seeing like a good amount of them, what the counters are, so you can build those too.
Yeah, the most I love the most frequent decks. And then you've got the salty decks, which is the counter. So like the most frequent deck, according to the BlizzPro Ladder Optimizer number 10, is Tempo Rogue at 13.37%. If you want to counter that, you can counter it with Demon Warlock for an effective win rate of 57.43%. Like, brilliant. Like, why has nobody thought of that? Like, that's the type of stuff that people have been left to extrapolate for themselves. That is such a great like way to put it in, you know, to put it in such an easy way.
Yeah.
It's a good way to present it.
Yeah. And this isn't meant for legend players. This is meant for laddering up, basically. So that's the point of the whole thing. That's why you'll see it a little bit differently than the meta, present a little bit differently than the meta reports like Tempo Storm and Vicious Syndicate have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really cool. I mean, for somebody who isn't playing at legend rank, these are definitely what you want to be doing. And it gives you like a good idea of decks that, like, say you're playing against a lot of Tempo Rogue, like now you know you can play Demon Warlock to beat it, or Control Warlock, whatever you want to call it. And Raza Priest now just loses to Jaeger. And a lot of people, that's kind of something that just started recently, where Jaeger just destroys Raza Priest because they play the recruit card that gives you 6 armor and gets you a minion. So you just have so much armor gain. You have branching paths, you have that, branching you paths. Have Death Knight, and you have what else? I think that's it, but that's like so many armor cards, it's insane.
Branching paths low-key is a really good way to heal.
Oh yeah, I played against Pizza. I don't know if you were watching this when I was streaming the other day, and I went turn 2 Wild Growth, turn 4 I played the recruit card, and then turn 5 I just played branching paths for 12 armor, because that's what you have to do in the matchup. Once you get 30 armor, which is actually incredibly easy, you win, because the 10 mana card also gives you armor. Ultimate Infestation. So you can play all your armor cards because you're never going to fatigue as Jaegerid. So you just have insane amounts of armor and they actually just can't burst you. Yeah. And this week I was playing a list with Dirty Rats too. So late in the game, like after they've played their combo, you know that they're going to go Prophet Velen to kill you, and they can't do it all at the same time. Like they can't play Anduin and then go Prophet Vel and kill you, because they have to wait till they get to 10 mana, and they have to wait till they have a certain amount of cards. So you just dirty right out their Prophet Velen, and you immediately win too. It's just so favored for Druid now that people are just starting to concede if they on like turn 5 if the game isn't looking good for them, which is really sad, honestly.
Well, if you're the priest now, you got to play the matchup differently than you used to. What you used to, if you're the priest in that situation, while it's pretty futile, you got to go and start pushing aggressively on the board. Whereas before in the past, you could just cycle as much as you wanted. And like at this point, now you just got to go and like chip your opponent's health down.
Yeah, but that's so hard to do against Druid, because when they get the recruit card, they're getting taunts, they have spreading plagues, they just have minions on the board. It's so hard to actually deal damage to their face now as a priest, aside from like Anduin, obviously, that you're just not getting there most of the time, and people are just conceding to save time because the matchup takes a long time. Even though the Druid wins most of the time, it actually takes forever for the matchup to actually play out, because it does come down to the priest fatiguing, not having enough damage, and then just conceding once they start to fatigue. But they never, like, it always comes down to when they concede. So most people at like high rank are just conceding right off the bat. Like,
yeah, it reminds me of the old school like freeze mage versus control warrior matchups. Like that's how it plays out.
Yeah, it actually plays out really similarly. Except Druid is infinitely more consistent. Like, Warrior started to lose the Freeze Mage matchup because they could whiff on armor cards. They could whiff on Justicar, could be in, like, the bottom of the deck. Now, that's, like, Druid does not whiff. Druid has a bajillion draw cards. The way they lose is your opponent goes Raza into Anduin, and to you just having no ramp, and you just die before you get anything going. But it's pretty crazy how polarizing the matchups are on the ladder right now. It feels like rock, paper, scissors. Like, you're playing Jade Druid, and you want to hit Priests. You want to hit... sometimes Warlocks actually beat Jade Druid now, because they play one Skulking Geist, and they just play Nether, double Nether. Like, everybody's just playing Control Warlock at high rank. Nobody's really playing Q-Block anymore. And, like, the Control Warlock loses to the Priest. The priest beats the aggro decks and the warlock deck. I don't know. It's pretty frustrating to play on ladder right now, because you're just seeing the same decks over and over again. You're only seeing control warlock, priest, druid, and tempo rogue. That's literally it. Sometimes you see aggro druid. Sometimes you see a paladin. Tempo mate. I haven't seen a paladin in like 2 days.
Really?
At high rank, Paladin doesn't exist anymore. And actually, the Worlds decks just came out today, and I don't think anybody brought Paladin for the World Championships this year. I don't know. Did you go through it at all, Danny?
I took a brief look before we started. You sent it out, but I didn't get a chance to go through everyone's list, but it seems pretty similar to some of the things that you see on ladder.
There's a lot of Control Mage, which is something that my teammate Hot Meowth has been playing a lot of. He's just been grinding Control Mage. And it's actually really good against Jade Druid, because they play Skulking Geist. You have inevitability there, just because you have freezes, and you just, I don't know, you just get there with the Skulking Geist. You just deal with all their Jades, because they can only get like 9/9s or something like that at max if you get Skulking Geist at a reasonable time. So Control Mage is going to be on the up and up.
Have we talked about Satellite Priest on the podcast? I'm not sure we have.
Is that
the Dragon Priest thing. I'm not sure that we've talked about that. So the new Priest's deck that's circling around, not necessarily as good as Raza Anduin, but it's in a similar vein. It runs Spiteful Summoner.
That's the Spiteful Dragon Priest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you run Spiteful Summoner, you run the Archivist, and then you run Free from Embers and Mind Controls. So that's a pretty interesting deck, at least, to see. And I mean, I'm looking at the lists and saw that Ant had brought that.
Yeah. That originally came out at Seed Story, where Zixo brought something similar, but it was more unrefined since the meta had just kind of came out. That was like the first tournament or something. So Zixo had, like, Spiteful Summoner in almost every one of his decks. He played it in Hunter, too, with Call of the Wild. He had Spiteful Summoner and Grand Architect in all of his decks. And it was just, like, a theme. I think we saw that a little bit at a Trinity series as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, not that much.
If you head over to BlizzPro on our Hearthstone site, HS Deck Tech had actually written an article about this earlier today, He hit legend with it this month, and he didn't expect to. And so he wrote a huge thing about the deck and the matchups and everything else. It's a really long article. He has several different deck lists and iterations of the Spiteful Dragon Priest, Satellite Priest, whatever you want to call it. And it's very good to check out if this is the first time you're hearing about the deck and want to play it. Definitely head over to the Blizz Pro website and check that guide out if you want to learn more.
Yeah, and it's just a good deck right now, and it's a little bit different. I mean, it's not tier one, it's not like the main four decks, but it's definitely good enough that you can just get there, especially if your opponent has a lackluster start. Once you get the Spiteful Summoner turn, you just destroy them.
Yeah, and that'll take you by surprise, too, sometimes, because maybe you're thinking one of the big things that happens with me, at least, is the player will curve out as if they have an Anduin hand. They don't play any duplicates, like they're playing Raza Anduin, and then all of a sudden you see a Spiteful Summoner dropped. So your game plan shifts. So sometimes you can disguise the fact that you're playing this deck and take advantage of it.
Yeah, and it also just got way better now that Druids are cutting Wrath. So Druids don't have a good way to deal with 2/3s or even 2/5s if you're lucky enough to have Power Word Shield when you play Radiant Elemental. So on turn 2 when you play Radiant Elemental, most of the time your opponent can't even deal with it just because they don't play Wrath anymore. They're just playing the Idol, or what is it? Not Idol, it's the Spellstone. That's all they're doing for removal for early game right now. Except I played a list that I played Wrath, but I also cut things like, I don't play Spellbreaker, and I cut Death Knight at one point, just because I was beating Priest so badly already that it just felt like it didn't even make a difference. I ended up putting Death Knight back in, but I was playing Wrath either way, because just playing no Wrath is so weird to me for some reason.
Yeah. Like, I don't feel that the Spellstone completely replaces the Wrath in the deck, whereas I'm assuming that's what you're trying to go for at that point, like using the Spellstone as a Wrath in that type of spot. But I don't know. I think having early game removal is definitely better for Druid, because that's where you end up losing games if you miss your ramp and you can't clear aggro.
Yeah, and now more than ever, like, it feels like aggro had a huge resurgence, and then now it's just kind of waning. Now it's just like Priest and Druid and Rogue. I mean, Rogue's aggro, but like Rogue is like the third one on the list, and then everything else just dropped off the map at high ranks. It's crazy. And it's honestly frustrating, because you just see the same repetitiveness over and over and over again, and you start to realize that you're just losing games because you've played 50 Priest Mirrors in a row, and it came down to whoever drew Raza and Anduin first, and that is the only factor. And it just gets so frustrating after a while. This has been one of the... For me, when I play the Tier 1 decks, it's just one of the most boring grinds I've had. But a lot of the times, I haven't been doing that. When I've been streaming and stuff, I've just been playing different variations of like good decks. Like, I played Dirty Rat and the Recruit thing before people started playing the Recruit. I was trying that out. And then I was playing just random stuff, whatever came to mind. At one point, somebody came into my stream and was like, "Oh, I played you off stream when you were playing that cool Control Warrior deck." And I was like, "Please never mention that to me again." It was so bad. Like, I just get bored, and I'm at rank 1 right now, or rank 2, and I just get these ideas, and in my head they're so good, like this Control Warrior idea. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna play this, I'm gonna play one Skulking Geist, I'm gonna get it every time against J Druid, every time, never gonna whiff, it's gonna be great.
So if people are grinding on the ladder and they are getting bored, what would you recommend for some people to do to either augment like current top tier decks to make them more fun, or to like, if there's maybe at like lower ranks, a more fun deck with a decent enough win rate?
I mean, the Spiteful Summoner stuff is definitely something that you can go to like Danny Donuts saying the satellite priest, which is a spiteful summoner priest that kind of give like a more, it's like kind of RNG, but not really. Cause like, you know, you're going to get a big minion, but it's just fun. It gives you huge swing turns. There's different decks. Like Big Mage is going to get popular. So
yeah, invest, Big Priest is big as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Invest your stock in Big Mage. That deck is about to blow up right now. It's going to be selling hot. Like, like the Bitcoins or whatever. Like, I know nothing. I know nothing about
currency.
I know nothing.
We're now a fiat currency stream.
Oh, we're now a fiat currency stream. Big Mage is about to blow up, boys. We're gonna have a bull run on Big Mage. Invest now.
It would be really interesting if there was a stock exchange for decks that you think are good.
You can Fantasy Hearthstone. Meta Report.
Fibonacci in the corner, always pushing Control Warrior.
Just the one guy with Control Warrior. I'm holding on. Yeah. I'm holding on. I'm bullish on this one.
I'm holding my stocks.
Yeah, yeah. That's
never going to go down. It will be the true priest one day. It'll overtake it. Oh my God. That's all I see on my Twitter. Like, my Twitter is just a mix of people talking about cryptocurrencies and Hearthstone.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that whole thing at all. I just don't.
I need to get more educated on it for sure.
It's just confusing to me. Like,
it's an interesting place right now.
It's just weird to me because it's invisible money. But I like to hold my money. But then again, my PayPal is also invisible money. But my PayPal, I can use it.
I mean, your bank account's invisible money.
That's true. I guess
it's negative invisible money.
Those are bad.
It just sounds confusing to me. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just lazy. And that's why it's confusing. Because there's like multiple things you have to do in order to like buy it. Like, you can't just buy it. You have to like link your bank account and then you have to like do a bunch of stuff. I don't know. It's just much easier to buy Hearthstone packs.
For anybody listening to the show who's like big into cryptocurrency, I know you're about to throw your phone out of your car window at whatever Ray is saying because it's probably so wrong. But I apologize. We'll get back on track. Ray's like, no, it's not. It was good.
I don't know it. Like, I'm saying I don't know anything about it, but I would invest big in Big Mage right now. Big Mage coins are going to go up.
So, for real, is Big Mage going to be a good deck, you think?
It is a good deck already. It's just going to get more and more popular in the next couple weeks.
Does it need refining still, or is it, like, ready for prime time?
I think that it's pretty much there at this point.
So what's in it? What makes Big Mage Big Mage?
Well, you just play. No, it doesn't play like Ice Block and stuff. Or some of them do. Some of them do. But you play a lot of big spells, and you play Raven Familiar. So it's the 2-drop beast that you reveal each, like your challenge or joust spells or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you just play a bunch of big spells, so you get like a Firelands portal off of it. And then you play Arcane Artificer, which was something that JR mentioned a while ago when we were doing our set review. He said that card was going to be good, which now it's starting to actually see play. It just took a while.
you should have held onto that.
What?
Invested into that early on and held on to it.
Yeah.
It now.
It's about to go up.
JR is reaping the benefits now.
Yeah.
He bought it when it was at a penny.
Yep.
Remember that time we made fun of JR? Yeah. Now he has a boat, okay?
Yeah, and the main thing that makes it really good is that it plays Dragon Fury, which is going to be a cheaper Flame Strike plus most of the time. Because you're not going to have minions on the board a lot of the time. So it's just going to AoE their board. So aggro decks, once you get to turn 5, they're just done. Mm. They're just done. So, and that you make a to turn five most of the time. I mean, you play Tar Creepers. You have smaller minions to just kind of bide their time with. But once you get to turn five, you have double Dragon's Fury, double Blizzard, double Meteor, Flame Strikes. They're Jaina just not
on top.
Yeah, you have Jaina, Alexstrasza, Medivh. You have the Dragon Collar Alana to make a bajillion dragons, which gives you game against Priest after they played their, and like if they play their Anduin, and then you just go Dragon Collar Alana into a full board of dragons, and they don't have their one AoE that can deal with it, or they've already used it, you can just kill them. Because you get armor with the Arcane Artificer and stuff, and some lists play block.
Yeah, that's pretty big as well. Yeah, running Artificer is starting to be a little bit better than I thought it would. And you're starting to see the possibility that Ice Block may actually not be needed in these decks.
I think a lot of people are still playing it just because it's Ice Block.
Yeah.
For now. I think that that's going to be an interesting development with the deck, whether or not once it becomes more standard of a deck, and once you start seeing it on ladder, whether or not people are going to be playing Ice Block. It's going to be interesting to see how that develops. But I think that right now, nobody's playing it. But once the World's deck lists come out, and people start messing around with what people from Worlds are playing, and once more tournaments happen, you're going to see a lot more Control Mage, because Control Mage is just good against aggro. It has game against Druid, because you play Skulkengeist, you just beat him. And it has game against Priest. But mainly, it just destroys aggro. So, you're just going to start seeing it more and more, because you're going to see it more in the tournament scene. Because once you ban a deck, like, you're going to ban probably Priest or Warlock, which are difficult matchups. You're just going to keep seeing it.
Interesting. Since you brought up Worlds, you posted to us earlier the deck list for which tournament was it?
The world championships?
Oh, is that the one? Okay. I thought you, for some reason, yeah. I thought you said it was somewhere. So we got the deck list for world championships. And you said that there was some interesting stuff there, right? Okay. Yeah, maybe.
There's definitely some interesting stuff there.
Sorry, was that, you told me to ask you that exact question. So like, is this surprising to you? Okay.
Anyways, no.
Let's start this over again. So World's deck list, you shared this with us today, and is there anything interesting going on there, Ray?
Oh me. God. Okay, yeah. I did that on purpose. Basically, the most interesting thing that I see out of the World's deck list is a lot of people brought Big Mage, and almost nobody brought Murloc Paladin. Hoy and Surrender did, but they're on the same team, so they're like basically the same person. I think that's how that works.
Yeah.
So they brought
together
it
and do all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm most interested in Orange's list. They brought Hunter.
Yeah, Orange brought Hunter, which basically means that Orange thinks Hunter is a better aggro deck than Paladin in that lineup, because he brought the same lineup as Hoy and Surrender, I believe, but he has aggro Hunter instead of the Murloc Paladin, which I agree with. I actually think Murloc Paladin is garbage. I hate the deck. It makes me angry to play. It makes me angry to play against. It just frustrates me because...
Which decks are you bringing to Worlds, Ray?
None of them, John. I don't know yet, because I don't know what the meta is going
to be. That's next year. That's next year. Perfect.
For the 2019 World Championships, John.
We have to get you your well-met jersey.
I'll put it under and a global jersey.
When you win, you rip it off. You just rip it in half and you have a well-met underneath.
Records Mondays at 7 p.m. Pacific time at twitch.tv/BlizzBro. That's what I want you to do.
All right. I mean, I'm going to PAX South this weekend. I leave in a few days.
Oh, nice.
So, I mean, that's an invitational. It's got all the big NA people that aren't going to Worlds. So, Hafu, Amnesiac, Trump, Dog. I don't know if Dog's going. Dog might be going to Worlds. He might have been there was, I think it was Dog and Firebat that were invited to Worlds from NA to just like be people there.
Just but, exist there.
Yeah, they invite influencers to just exist there.
Right.
So all the Worlds people are going, have to go a week early. Like Ant has to go this week, so he's not going to be able to go. But all those people are going to Worlds, but all the people that aren't, all the big streamers and stuff are going to PAX South, and there's an invitational there. I think it's like 16 people or something, plus 16 amateurs that qualify through the satellite tournament the day before or something like that. And that's going to be cool, but it's so weird to me that Hearthstone, their first HCT point tournament is literally the same day as the World Championship.
Is it?
Yes.
Where is it? When is it?
It's online. It's the Copa America qualifiers. And it is a qualifier for Copa America, obviously, which is in Brazil, I think. And it's like an open cup, so they basically didn't go away. They just rebranded them as qualifiers to majors. And if you get invited, if you get to go, I think, I'm pretty sure they fly you out there, which is nice. But if they don't, and it's just like an invite to play, that would be, I would be sad. But you do get points for it. It's just so weird that it's on the same day as the World Championships, because that's like a conflict of interest. I don't think that like South America Blizzard probably works with the same people who work on the World Championships or something like that. But it's just,
they didn't check the schedule.
It's just odd to me.
I would love it if we saw on the same day as the Super Bowl, like the Chiefs play their first game of the next season. Just like you can watch the Super Chiefs Bowl, Browns, or you can watch the Chiefs and the Browns, and you know,
Chiefs and Browns. Chiefs would still lose. It'd be a good time.
They'd find a way.
It's so random. And it's also, there's one, actually, no, I think there is also one on the last day of PAX South as well, which is like something that Blizzard is like aware of and actively sponsoring, like their World Championships. So it's just kind of like confusing to me. So I'm going to be missing out on HCT points to go to PAX South, which doesn't give points because it's an invitational. But they just announced it. It's so weird. They announced it like within this week. And it's this weekend at the same time as their other major. And then it's next weekend at the same time as their World Championship. I'm just mind blown by that. It blows my mind.
Does it blow your mind?
It does. Yes.
What about your mind? Is it blown?
Yeah. They should do it on the weekdays.
Yeah. I'm going to grab a clip of that. Yeah.
they should do it on the weekdays, man. Like the other open cups, so I can play in everything. So I can just set up my computer and never leave. And then,
then you wouldn't have to go to the gym three times a week.
He doesn't need to. He's got he's got his core ball behind him.
Yeah, I have
an exercise ball.
No, I actually use that a lot when I stream just to sit on, because if I sit in my chair too long, it hurts.
Like every time I see those, I think of the episode of The Office where Dwight's bouncing up and down. Just like,
that's what I do. Yeah. I just bounce on it. It's comfortable to sit in it sometimes for some amount of time. You're just chilling. You know, you're just bouncing around.
And you're
playing some Hearthstone.
I want one of those standing desks.
Like you think you want
something ergonomic?
The ones that like you press the button and it just automatically goes from sitting to standing.
Or even the crank ones, which are a little bit cheaper.
No, no, no.
No, you want the one
it's like,
you press
it's like
the
saying
it'll eventually break and not go up and down.
It's like saying I want one of those cars with the power windows. And you're like, no, or one with a crank. No.
I want one that goes
back in my day,
oh my God,
that used to be an option you could have, and it made the car cheaper.
What, it, there used to be a crank option?
Yeah, for the windows. You don't remember not having power windows in your life? Am I too old here?
Remember having to
on your windows.
Remember having to manually lock
that was in my grandma's
doors.
Car.
Like manually.
That was my first car.
You'd have to like lock the back doors. So you'd have to like do it manually and click on them to do that.
Yeah.
I also remember when gas was 92 cents a gallon.
I remember when it was cheaper than that.
Yeah, but you're old.
I remember when Grim Patron was playable in standard. That guy never got nerfed. Never mind. I remember when Molten Giant
Undertaker
was 20 mana.
I remember when Headcrack was a good card.
That was a thing?
That was a thing. Then they nerfed it.
What did it do?
It would, keep returning back to your hand, and you could just keep playing it.
Wait, how is that broken if it's still 3 mana?
It was 2 mana at the time.
What is it still 2 mana or is it 3?
Infinite Frostbolts.
Wait, but like, okay, so like late game you would just do 10 damage for one card?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense,
but,
I guess.
But you played it with like Spell Power Rogue, so you just do a lot more damage as well. Because Spell Power Rogue was a thing.
Huh. That's pretty dope.
They nerfed Rogue a lot in the beta. Like, Rogue was a lot more powerful. But also remember, like, what Rogue was in vanilla, like, or in early beta, vanilla. Wouldn't even compete with
vanilla
what it is today. Yeah. Sorry, classic.
You mean, you don't think that Spell Power Rogue could beat Kel'Seth? Temple Rogue?
No.
I want to see them do that, like, as a special event. They have old decks face with the new version. Like, they have Kel'Seth Rogue face, like, some old Rogue deck. I don't know. Maybe even old Miracle Rogue or something.
What?
I think they have something set up for HGC, actually, for the Tavern Brawl the week before. They some of the data miners went through and they have some of Firebat's old decks from the World Championship. So I think that, like,
that's pretty cool.
From all the World Championship stuff before, they have old decks and you can just play them. And then with like the unnerfed cards, like 4-mana Leroy Jenkins, stuff like that. So I'm really excited for that Tavern Brawl.
Wait.
We want vanilla Hearthstone awesome. Servers. Give us vanilla yes. Hearthstone servers.
That's why I said vanilla earlier. I was thinking of WoW. Yeah. But no, like that was back when Rogue was like the Rogue hero power would you'd hit it and it would keep pumping up your the attack.
Oh right. Yeah, I remember you telling me that every time you'd re-equip a wet like dagger.
So the first one was equipping it, right? And then every time after that, or if you had a weapon, it would just give it plus one.
Yeah.
Rogue
was so good. Rogue and Druid were like, Druid had some amazing cards that they nerfed too.
I don't think Druid played Wildgrowth at first. Like, I'm pretty sure I remember when Wildgrowth first started being played. Like, Ramp Druid, like, Wildgrowth.
I remember.
But Druid had Savagery, which they nerfed to the ground, where you could play like Bite and then Savagery, and it would deal 4 damage to everything on your opponent's side, or 5 damage if you used the hero power.
That's actually something that I never really thought about with Hearthstone. That makes it a lot different from real life card game, aside from the like obvious stuff, but. You can't go back and just play old decks. That's one of the most fun times I have playing Pokemon, which is what I used to play before Hearthstone, was I would go back and play old Worlds decks because they sell them in Walmart and stuff after the World Championships. They print the decks and sell them in Walmart. And I have the collection. I still buy them. I just have a collection of all the World Championship decks. They make like 4 of them or something. Top 4. They make all the decks.
Well, that's the difference between physical and digital card games too, is, you know, you're not going to have your physical card get changed. And that's what they were trying to do with Hearthstone for the longest time. That's why they kind of pushed back against nerfs for after release, and they tried to not do it as much. But I think they kind of have been learning their lesson a little bit with that. And I think a lot of that has been when Eric Dodds left the team.
What, that nerfing got more or less?
They do it a lot more now, or they'll at least they're not as responsive as people would like them to be, but they do it more than what they used to.
Mm. So you think the other person was like really against it, and then he left, and they had like a new.
Well, he was a game director, right?
Oh,
He was the one that designed the game, and I think that was his vision, was because remember they always talked about Hearthstone being like a physical collection, similar to a physical collection, mm-hmm. and I believe that was a stance that the team kind of took, but a lot of people, especially the community, disagreed with it. And still do to an extent.
Right. I would say they still try to keep that, right? Like, at the end of the day, you don't want to design cards with the intention of, like, nerfing them later or changing them later, right? You design them to be balanced. But at the end of the day, the gameplay is really important, and being able to say it's like a physical collection doesn't really justify having a game that's stale or not fun to play or not competitive or...
Right.
Whatever. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying,
doesn't have to ban cards either. Like, they can, like, normal trading card games will go and ban cards from formats and everything. Blizzard mm-hmm. just nerfs them in that situation.
True. It's like a card.
Or they move them to the Legacy Hall of Fame or whatever that's called.
Yeah.
Mm. I guess it's more like, I feel like a lot of cards get nerfed because of their circumstances, like cards being around it. Like, the Patron nerf was due to Warsong Commander, or the Warsong Commander nerf was due to the Patron being a card, right? I wish you could, like, go back in time, like, set a year or something. Now that they do, like, the yearly stuff, they have the Kraken, they have the Mammoth. If you could, for fun, in like, a fun mode, like, when you friendly challenge somebody, you could go Year of the Mammoth or something like that.
Ooh.
Or Year of the Kraken, or Year of whatever they end up doing next. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Play those versions of those cards. That's interesting.
Yeah, so you just can play older formats, because a lot of the cards that get nerfed are nerfed because of newer cards that come out that then break the card, quote unquote. Right.
Yeah, like Innervate, and how you could ramping the UI changed Innervate.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like that would be, like, while that sounds cool, I feel like that would be a little bit confusing, because then you have to remember how a card worked per format, like, as a player.
Well, it would only be for fun, like, in friendly battles.
Right. Well, right. I get what you're saying, though, and it also is, like, how many cards actually changed, like, 6, 5?
Yeah, there's not that many cards that have changed.
It sounds like a lot of back end work.
Besides the beta changes, there were a lot of changes in beta at that point. If you're really going into it,
Tavern Brawls and Fireside Brawls are maybe a better like avenue to achieve that kind of same thing.
I mean, they've changed like 15 to 20 cards in the last year.
Have they?
I mean, if you think about it, Fiery War Axe, the pirates, the small time buccaneer.
That many though.
Some of the
We've had three major nerf cycles. You had the old shaman one, you had the quest rogue one where all those got nerfed, and then you had this one that just recently happened with Innervate and War Axe. So it's three sets, one per expansion.
Yeah, I don't have an exact number, but I feel like it's anywhere between 10 and 20 cards total.
That actually might be true. That's actually crazy to think about, because when I think of huge nerfs, like, I'm thinking Force Roar, but there have actually been a lot more than just that.
Right.
Because Small Time Buccaneer is the same as set as patches.
And this feels like it's just been in the last year. Like, the game has changed a lot card-wise.
I wonder what would have happened if they had just nerfed patches instead of small time Buccaneer. It just changed patches, made it literally one mana, one one charge in every
deck ever.
Just actually just killed the card, made it a boar that's a pirate, because they could do that, right? That's
yeah, if they wanted to, yeah.
Or
that would be a terrible legendary that you'd feel bad for opening, though.
Oh, maybe okay. Maybe they couldn't do that. Maybe they could change it to anything but what it currently is.
Maybe make give it... all your pirates charge. No, that would be broken. That would actually be broken.
Let's just make the card better. That's a good plan.
No, just make it unplayable. Just kill it. Kill it with fire. Kill it with the hammer. That actually might be why they never nerfed it, is because it's a legendary. Have they ever nerfed a legendary besides Leroy?
I can't think of one off the top of my head. I mean, at this point, they pushed it down the road, so it's just cycling down to wilds. It's just going to go and get pushed and rotated out. And you know what's surprising is that in wild, the card is what keeps aggro in the meta, because control is so dominant that you need patches. You need that brokenness to stay competitive with the control decks.
Mm-hmm. True.
Whereas it may be a bit over the top in standard, that's just the power level that you need for wild.
They could have Hall of Famed it. I don't know. That would be really interesting to see, though, because I feel like most of the metagame's issues right now are that all the aggro decks feel the same, because all the aggro decks are just playing pirates and patches, and then a few different variations. Like Corridor Creeper, the pirate package,
Bone Mare.
That's like half your deck almost.
Yeah, and then you add in the Cobalt Scalebane, and then you add in the... Cobalt
Scalebane.
Yeah. I posted on the Discord at one point. There's like a core neutral package of like 12 to 15 cards that you could honestly see being put into any standard deck that's like running a tempo core.
Which is disgusting, because it makes every single game feel the same, because they're all neutral cards. That's the main problem I have with the game right now, is that every single game feels the exact same in terms of like the aggro decks. The control decks are fine because they're so unique to their class for the most part. They're not playing the same neutrals. Warlock is unique to itself. It's playing the demon package, which are warlock cards. Priest is all the broken cards are just priest cards. But for aggro, the cards that are good and that are being played a lot are the same. So every single aggro deck is just the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah, they need a rotating core, in my opinion. And I've said that for years now.
To be fair, though, the best neutral cards are from the expansions. You have the... all of them are from within the past year in standard, mostly, besides patches. Besides patches, all of those neutral cards are within the past year, and so they're not going to be rotating out anytime soon. So yeah. I feel that if you're one of the things that I would change as Blizzard is any specific aggressive card that would be better than a normal like aggressive card, I'd want to see that being class specific, so that if like an aggro deck does pop up, it will only be in that one specific class. That's one of the things that I definitely want to see.
Yeah, if patches was just a warrior legendary, that would be so good for the game, because I think patches is the catalyst of all the problems. I don't think Kalaseth is an issue without patches in the metagame. Kalaseth is just a solid aggro card. But with patches, it becomes busted, because then you have turn 4, 4-4 with a 3-3 charger coming out, which is absolutely insane. You have all these crazy possibilities now.
Unless you're me patches, and you draw patches on your
You're a bad player, that'll happen. But
I'm a professional patches drawer.
Corridor Creeper is even not... like, Corridor Creeper is fair once patches is gone.
My luck with patches is so bad that I had a dungeon run where I had 3 patches in my deck. And, like, I was able to include, like, 2 more. And the very next game that I play, I drew all 3 in my hand.
I heard the Warrior Dungeon Run was supposed to be hard, but I got like 3 or 4 Nazoth's First Mates and 4 patches. And it was the easiest one. that I did, although I have only done like four. I still haven't completed it. I have to do that at some point. But I also have to get Legend. See, there's too many things, man. I need more time.
And you have to play PUBG.
And exactly. Because one of my friends, Brittany, she was getting me to play it. And with her and her boyfriend, because they do squads with one of our other friends. And I was like, sure, whatever. They said it would maybe work now because since they optimized it. And then it worked. And I was like, oh, my God, this is actually just so fun.
It's a lot of fun.
So, Ray, last time we talked, you hadn't done Dungeon Run yet.
Correct.
So I'm curious to what you think about the mode.
I like it a lot. And I honestly wish that. I wish there was like a competitive mode for it where I could pay money to play it and get more rewards.
Get actual rewards at all, right?
Or just do something where I play against another person to see who can complete it faster.
Speedruns. That'd be cool.
Like, if they could have a UI where I could see where my opponent's at, like what boss they're at, like on the side, it'd say like opponent.
It would be cool if they give you the same bosses as well.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
They're head-to-head thing. That'd be pretty neat.
Where it's random every single time, like you get random bosses, but you and your opponents get the same bosses, and it's to see who can complete the most bosses. So you don't have to complete the whole thing because you might both lose, but it's whoever completes more bosses would win. That would be really cool to me.
That'd be fun. That'd be a lot of fun. Competitive dungeon run.
I think that could be a thing. I don't see why that's so far-fetched, honestly.
No, I would play it. Like, that's... I'm not making fun of you at all, because I would play that.
I think it would be even cool if, like, for Dungeon Run, you could pay a certain amount and have that be proportional to your reward. So, like, the more you pay, like, the more gold you put in or whatever, the better the prizes are. So, at the same time, if you have, like, 40 gold, you could still play and whatever, and it scales. But at the same time, you're sitting on 500 gold, you want to go big. You know, you can do that and get some stuff.
Put more gambling in the game.
That's not gambling, that's believing in yourself.
No.
That's the definition of gambling.
No, that's like me paying. Okay, that's like me being unsponsored and paying to go to a tournament. That's literally what that is. But that's on a magnified scale, obviously. But when you're paying to go to a tournament, when you're not sponsored, you're effectively gambling that money away, because obviously it's skill-based, but it's like in the same vein. Like, I think dungeon runs take skill as well. So,
but there also is a luck component as well, whereas the most skillful player in the game may have a bad, like a
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah. Their dungeon runs are a little bit more random, but I think like it's not far-fetched.
What if you couldn't invest IRL money? You only could do it with gold for that like scaling idea.
No, nah, I don't care about scaling, because I just want to play against people and beat them. I just want to beat people.
Get the edge.
Like when I play Dungeon Run, like this is my main issue with Dungeon Run, is that when I play it, I feel like I'm wasting time not getting higher rank.
Yeah. And see, I'm like the complete opposite right now, where I've hit Legend before, multiple times before. I have no reason to hit Legend because I'm never going to play for HCT points in my life. Because that's just, so right now for me, ranked system is completely like broken, because other than completing quests or something like that to get more gold, I don't feel like I have a whole lot of reason to play it right now. Whereas Dungeon Run gets me absolutely nothing. I don't get rewarded for it at all, but I enjoy it way more. So that my reward is I have more fun playing the game.
Yeah, and that's how it should be. Like, the ranked chests aren't anything, really. Obviously, they're better than nothing, right?
Well, you still get your 10 gold for winning 3 games. You still get completing your daily quests, getting gold that way. So you're still getting rewarded in a sense of being able to buy more packs as you're playing through, right? Whereas Dungeon Run, you don't get anything. It doesn't complete your quest for you. You get nothing other than, yay, I did it.
You just get enjoyment and fun.
Yeah, and that's 100% fine. Like, I'm happy with that because that's what I play. But for people like Ray, like, having something to entice them to play that a little bit more would be kind of cool. And I really like your idea of a head-to-head dungeon run. Like, making it competitive would be kind of, like, I would be all in on that.
That would be a lot of fun. Yeah. I hope you're listening, Blizzard. I don't actually know if I hope that.
Maybe not this one. Next one. Listen to the next one.
I don't think I said anything bad.
No.
Okay. There was one time where I was talking about the new HCT system, and I wasn't really bad talking it. I was just kind of disappointed that the effects, the rewards that the pro players reap if they do well, don't start till 2019. So we have to try harder to get less for a whole year before we start seeing more, which I was kind of disappointed in. I was kind of hoping for something now. And I said that, and everybody was like, why are you complaining when this is better than nothing? Which is kind of like the whole ranked versus dungeon run thing. Like, it's better than nothing, but it's not what I was hoping
for. It's not the best that you think it could be.
Yeah, it's not what I was hoping for. I was hoping to get rewarded like this year for something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know what, guys? There we go. Hit the button. There it is. We should probably get out of here. We're getting to time. And
word.
So let's do that. Let's wrap her up for the week. Thanks for hanging out for episode 138. Wow, that's a lot of episodes. Big thank you to our well-met legends, The Real Ben and Corel. Thank you so much for your support of the show. If you like the show, want to support as little as $1 a month, I think is what it is. Patreon.com/wellmetpodcast. We are still there. Patreon kind of backed up on some of their controversial things at the end of November, early December. And so we are still on Patreon at patreon.com/ Well Met Podcast. Check that out. iTunes reviews. I don't know if we have any new ones, but I'm pretty sure we don't. But if you like the show, leave us a 5-star review. It means a lot. Thanks. Let's do shout outs for the week and where people can find you, Danny.
Sure. Well, first off, you can find me on Twitter at DannyDonuts_HS and at Twitch at DannyDonuts45. My shout out this week, I didn't mention this earlier in the episode, but I am now working for the Tempo Storm YouTube team. So we're starting to produce out some content now. And so we're really going to start revamping that. So I'm the wild consultant and I write the scripts and stuff like that for YouTube. So start to expect to see some of that stuff from the Tempo Storm YouTube channel.
You might hear my voice.
No, you might hear my voice. Oh, that's awesome.
No, yeah. You might on some. Maybe a few. Nice. Maybe. So.
Cool.
Yeah. I want to get my voice to sound as good as your voice through my mic.
Lesson one, don't be 3 feet away from it with your mic on the desk. Lesson one.
Do I hold it up to closer to me?
Honestly, yes.
You already sound way better. Mind the fact that besides the fact that like the gain is way too high. Like, yeah,
you sound better like this.
Yeah.
Actually. Yes. Minus the fact that it's way too loud because your gain's too high because you're trying to listen to yourself from halfway across the room. So all you have to do is get a shock mount and a boom stand like Danny has. Even then, Danny is a little far away from his mic, but it's fine. It's fine.
Can I pull this off of the stand?
Oh my. Not now, Ray. We're like recording a show here. All people are here is like the most professional podcast. Yeah.
I think I have one of those arm things under my bed.
The hardcore.
One of those arm things. Are you like a like a murderer. I mean, brings out a human arm.
I hinted at it at the beginning of the podcast. It has to come full circle.
Oh, that's funny. All right, we got to get out of here. Ray, shout outs for the week, and where can people find you?
You can find me at PG_Racy on Twitter, and you can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/Racy591. I have been streaming a lot more than I usually do, just trying to get back into the swing of things, really grind Hearthstone. I've been playing a lot more, and it's been a lot of fun, honestly, especially when I stream, because I play different things when I stream. So, yeah, it's just been a lot of fun.
Cool.
And for the record, the arm was one of the road arms. It wasn't a human arm. I just wanted to make that clear.
Okay. I know people were already emailing in. Do I need to call the authorities? Did he just incriminate himself? Anyways, JR, where can people find you and all that stuff?
You can find me over at Twitter at Eldorian.
Any shout outs? Anything?
I'm going to give a shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs because I made a good amount of money this week by betting against them. So,
attaboy. Attaboy. Oh yeah.
I'm a good Kansas City fan.
There you go. I'm really excited. The Vikings, I'm starting to get my hopes up here. So naturally we'll choke again.
Oh yeah, you're a Vikings fan. You have it worse than the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go Pats.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go Pats.
Yeah.
Danny, why are you inviting me over to your house for the Patriots game?
Sure. Let's do it.
As for me, you can find me at Kick Tripod, twitch.tv/kicktripod, twitter.com/kicktripod. I'm actually doing a new project called the Overwatch League Daily Show. And it's pretty cool. It's on YouTube and all your RSS feeds. So if you're big into Overwatch League and want something, I'm actually recording it 5 days a week. And I've had some incredible guests like Overwatch League casters, coaches, analysts, and a lot of people in the scene, and it's been a lot of fun. I produced like a whole video version of it as well. I just crossed 1,000 subs on YouTube, which is pretty cool for my little old channel. So we gained like almost, I think it was like 800 in under a month. So, hey, that was cool. So yeah, you could find that. Just look for OWL Daily Show or just go to OverwatchLeagueDaily.com. I've got everything set up there. And yeah, that's going to do it for us. Thanks for tuning in for 138 episodes of Well Met. We record live at 7 p.m. Pacific time at twitch.tv/BlizzPro every Monday. And you can find more awesome Hearthstone content throughout the week at hearthstone.blizzpro.com. You can also tweet us at WellMet Podcast or email us at WellMet@BlizzPro.com with comments, questions, and ideas you have for the show. And a big thanks to Jake Butno for our world-class music. This has been a fun one, guys. Love ya. See you later. Bye.